And we're coming closer and closer. We have 1 hour left until the end of the Soul Bucket. Woo, baby. 617-578-8890. You're listening to 88.9 FM WERS Boston. Live, listener-supported Soul Radio at, good God, Emerson College. Joining me right now is the big guy. You know him as Big Jack. He's been producing. He produced the show a bunch of times during spring breaks and Christmas vacations when Soul Brother Jules couldn't do it.
He was with his woman, right?
He was with his woman down in New York City.
And the rest of the time I was with his woman.
And the rest of the time I was with him. Well, Big Jack.
Yeah, Matty.
John Coddy, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Matthew, it's my pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure. I was listening to the first show, the first Friday night at the Oldie. Everybody's getting nostalgic tonight, so I figure I might as well jump on the bandwagon. But I was listening to the first Friday night at the Oldies back at Masconomen High School.
Yeah, and, baby. Those were the days,
those
huh?
Those were the days, my good man. And we did, occasionally came in on Friday night at the Oldies, and we did some very memorable Memorial Day radiothons back then. About 12 in the morning till 6 in the morning.
What are you doing this Memorial Day?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
Here's the thing. See, I'm not doing anything this Memorial Day.
Oh, baby.
I don't have to be here on Saturday night.
Well, I'll tell you, Matty, this show has become an institution. You are here. You are the most dedicated man I've ever met in my life. Every Saturday night, you could be out with women. You could be out doing at the movies. You could be out with your friends. You could be out doing whatever you. You come right here every Saturday night. Have you ever missed a show?
I've never missed a
You've
show.
You've never missed a show.
Hey, John. Oh, thanks, everybody. Now, John.
Yeah.
I want you to take a guess. How many consecutive Soul Buckets do you think there have been? Take a guess.
A pie.
Pie?
Pie.
3.14?
I would told there'd be no math.
169 consecutive shows. Yes. The reason why I did that is so my mom could reach me every week. For the last 169 weeks, she knows where I am.
Oh, Maddie.
Oh, baby, yeah, 169, what a number. But I wanted, I was talking about Penny, and how Penny came up with the name of the Soul Bucket.
Uh-huh.
But what I want to say to everybody out there is that you, along with a lot of inspiration too, you came up with the Soul Bucket logo, that dirty old bucket that's printed on the back of our t-shirts.
Oh, yes.
You're looking at it right now,
aren't
you?
Yes, I am. I'm looking at your rear end, man. This is the view I usually get when I'm here.
That's why you keep coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Man.
It's a big yellow bucket. It's dented. It's got soul dripping out of it. It's got flies buzzing around the top. It's got a hole in it and this puddle of soul out the side. You designed that.
That's right. I remember you called me up, much like you did with Penny, and you said, give me some ideas for a name, and I just tossed out some about the lamest things you ever heard. So I'm glad you called Penny after that. But I was like, well, Penny's getting his dues. I'm gonna make your Soul Bucket logo, and that thing's been popping up here and there for the last couple years. So
for the last 3.5 years, we haven't. You came up with the bucket logo before I even got the show. Remember?
That's right. I was so inspired. I was so inspired by your words and Penny's title. The soul was running through me.
Because when I proposed the show to the program director, Johnny Crochune, second semester of my freshman year, I sent in my proposal along with a picture of the Soul Bucket logo because I figured, well, if they see that I have a logo, maybe they'll give me a show. Which is kind of funny because having been on management myself, we've watched stuff like that happen too. And you go, and I say, well, just because they have a logo doesn't mean we need to give them a show.
You've turned into the man, Matt.
I am not
you
the man.
You have turned into the man.
I am not the man.
You are the man.
The man don't have no soul. With us right now, straight out of New Jersey, is the franchise's friend here, Mark Big Red. Now, I've known Mark for the last, almost 4 years now, Mark. How you doing?
It's been about long. I'm doing a little good. I had some... Chef Sean.
You are now part of the club, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You had 12 crybaby wings.
In a row. 16 total.
Ooh. You had 12 in a row?
In a row.
Oh, that's incredible. Oh, my man.
I did not cry that much when my woman left me. I'm telling you.
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. How do you feel? How are your taste buds?
My taste buds are still there. My stomach is taking new shapes it had never formed or thought of before, but I am loving it.
Hey, what's your favorite kind of cheese?
Oh, favorite kind of cheese. I'm going to have to say really sharp, sharp cheddar.
Sharp, sharp cheddar. Cheddar that will cut you?
Cheddar that will
so sharp,
cut you.
It's going to cut your
soul,
baby.
Your lips are bleeding and you like it.
Oh, of course you like it. Pain is good. Well, Mark, thank you for coming up. You came all the way up from New Jersey to be on the show tonight.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
And I really appreciate that. Deep down in my heart, deep down in my soul, it's dedicated to listeners like you that keep that make the Soul Bucket worthwhile. Refreshing your memory, true Soul Bucket fans will remember Omar from September of this past year. Well, September of 97, he came on here and he told a story about how he's from Lebanon and how James Brown played in front of him in Lebanon. Omar, how you feeling?
Damn good.
You still on that James Brown high from Dancing with the Brother?
I'm still shaking and dancing. I can't get it out of me.
And you just came from the Evie Awards.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
How do you feel?
I feel good, actually. We sort of won something.
What'd you win?
Not that it means anything, though, Matt.
No, what'd you win?
It means nothing,
means
Matt.
A whole lot. No, come on, what'd you win?
We won Best Film 1, Film 2. Science fiction film with no James Brown, but a lot of soul.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Omar Naeem.
Thank you.
You're the man. Tom O'Gara. Come on. The best on-air personality at Emerson College, Tom O'Gara.
That's a lie, Matt. I said it when I received it, and I'll say it again. It's a total lie.
Oh, come on, Tom. You deserve it. You've been doing the radio experience for a while on our...
I
was going to say our sister station, but... How about our toddler station, WECB?
I'll only allow that this evening, Matt. You do realize that.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with closed-circuit radio.
I did dedicate it to you immediately after I received it, though. The first words out of my mouth were, this is for Matt the Swinging Cat because he's going to kill me.
Good luck to you, man.
Thank you so much, Payel. I appreciate you coming down, laying that soul on my ears tonight. Thank you for your support throughout the years. And I want to thank you for extending the Soul Bucket from 2 hours to 3 hours because you were program director in September when you made that decision to extend the Soul Bucket.
Well, you know, Matt... You had a gun to my head.
That wasn't a gun, Payel. Getting nasty. We got 11 minutes left. We're getting nasty, baby. Ah, yeah! Losing my voice. That's my choice tonight on Soul Bucket. All right. Soul Brother Jules, do we have a winner?